somehow we didn't figure out.
All right, Dave. Yeah, you were, no pun intended, super fast in time trials, I guess, earlier today, into the 15s. That must have been pretty cool. And then I noticed after a few laps in the Classic, I'm thinking ahead here, a few laps in the feature, you had a busted wing.
Yeah, the wing just fell off the nose all on its own. Didn't hurt, didn't touch anyone, and it just fell off. And we had a really good car tonight. We just didn't get to really show it in the race. But I think we got a handle, a little better handle on what we need to do to make the car go and turn in the race. And it was actually pretty decent, even with a messed up nosling. So I'm encouraged to what it would be, what it'll be in 2 weeks.
Going into the Classic weekend in 2 weeks with as defending champion, what's that going to be like? Added pressure?
No. I love the long distance races. You know, I can save tires really well, and I'm looking forward to the car we have tonight, bring it back in 2 weeks, and we'll have a chance for the pole, and we'll have a chance to win the Classic.
Any particular strategy going into Classic? Lead the whole thing or just stay in the front the whole way?
No, I mean, I don't really care if I lead the whole thing or not. That's not an important goal of mine.
Is it usually easier to sit behind the leader and let them have to cut the butter as far as the traffic goes and you kind of follow them through? Or is it easier just to lead, stay out of trouble, and then but you're also the guy who's diving into traffic?
It's easier to save your tires. I'm not going to beat it up regardless where I, you know, if I'm leading or running 1 through 5. I have a strategy. Kind of decided my strategy for this Classic on my last Classic performance, which was last year. Just critique it and try to do a little better job than I did last year. And you know, I think we'll be in good shape. And you know, hopefully the car stays together and goes all 200. I think we'll be there at the end if we do.
Any prediction on the Classic pole, or what it's going to take to get the pole, and will we see a record fall?
If you want a prediction, I'll give you a prediction. The record will fall. It'll be a high 7.
What are you going to be?
A high 7.
And finally, no longer going to be defending track champion here. In short, how was your season here, your second full season this week?
Highs and lows, for sure. You know, we started high, and we got a little off. You know, I mean, I had a mistake up there in 3 and 4 and hit the wall, and, you know, that cost us. And then, you know, we didn't get in the second 30, and that hurt. You know, we had good cars all year, and then we got off 3 weeks in a row the last couple, but we seemed like we got it back. So, you know, it was, like I said, it was up and down. But all in all, it was good. Glad it stayed in the family. It was good to see Otto get his 8th championship. And, you know, we're championships don't mean that much to me. They never have. They're nice, and I have a few of them, and I'm excited about it, and it's good. But at the end of the day, it's all about the big trophies. And that's why I'm here, was to win that Classic. And, you know, hopefully that we can win the one in 2 weeks for sure.
Next year, we're going to see you here to swing on a weekly basis.
That's to be determined. You know, I have the ISMA ride too, and you know, I'd like to get back and do some of that. We'll see.